New Jersey-based Anterix announced the National Renewable Energy Laboratory's successful completion of phases I and II of its high-impact project, an accomplishment that validates the performance of the company's 900 MHz private LTE network for critical grid communications. Both phases of the project tested the performance of private LTE over the 900 MHz spectrum, and a report providing the results has been made publicly available, Anterix said Thursday. In Phase 1, NREL tested a direct transfer trip of a solar inverter in 7 different wireless scenarios. Phase 2 was an extension of the NREL's Advanced Distribution Management System testbed program and focused on a peak load management use case involving a dynamic voltage regulation application and, in 3 of the 6 scenarios, a distributed energy resource management system. In a statement, Anterix acknowledged that the project benefited from advice and insight provided by its industry advisory board, comprising 6 leading utilities that provide service across 18 states, as well as former Department of Energy Chief Technology Officer Pete Cerones. IAB members shared guidance on use case selection, helped define test scenarios that reflect the respective members' operational environment, and participated in planned laboratory demonstrations of the combined LTE network and ADM's testbed system. Carlos Labate, Anterix's chief technology officer, said that as utilities are increasingly attracted to the cost, scalability and flexibility benefits of wireless broadband communications to support grid modernization efforts, NREL has performed a valuable service by demonstrating that 900 MHz private networks built on LTE can meet real-world utility use cases for distribution grid protection.